baby. I want my hair. You know what I'm saying?
Crying about the top of your head for about 4 years.
Okay,
now.
But let's talk about
my baloney pants.
I have a skin yarmulke.
I do. Okay, well, let's talk about that for a second. And by the way,
Friar Tuck.
And by the way, all these Friar Tuck. And hey,
Tom Bosley.
Hey, Art Garfunkel, give me that pin. Get it out of your system because I'm going to We Grow Hair Indy. But let's talk about that for a second. This is what makes me mad at you all.
What?
Yeah.
Here's an analogy.
Yeah.
So you go to a party, and before the party, you go out to dinner with your wife, and you have the spinach salad, and everything's good. Then you go to a party, and then you hang out with people. You get a nightcap at the bar, and then right when you're getting ready for bed, you go in the bathroom, get ready to brush your teeth, and you got this gigantic thing of spinach in your teeth.
Yeah.
And you think, oh my gosh, it's been there all night. Nobody told me about this.
Yeah.
That was me and you all. Why didn't you tell me about the big bald spot on my head?
Because I had the same thing.
Look, in the front of me, I look like Michael Landon. Look, long, luscious hair. In the back, I look like Friar Tuck or Art Garfunkel. I can't see the back of my head, and you all never told me.
Well, Tony'd be the one to tell you.
You're kind of a neurotic freak.
Well, yesterday, you didn't have any trouble calling me fat.
That's true. I was motivating you. But now you have found it.
Can you say?
I used another word after that.
That's right.
You fat blank.
Wait, okay, listen. If you're out there listening, do this. Have your wife, your best friend, or somebody take a picture of the back of your head because nobody's going to tell you what you really look like, especially if you have jerk friends like this.
Now, right. Tony is not being condescending, Dwight, just being helpful. That's the way that works.
I just wish you would have told me years ago. Okay, but nonetheless, anyway, I'm the worst at listening when it goes to the doctor. Okay, I'll go to the doctor, and my wife will say, "What'd the doctor say?" And I'll say, I don't know, honey. He gave me these pills. So in the spirit of that, I'm going to bring in Darren Andrews. He's the clinic director with We Grow Hair Indy. He's the one that did my consultation. Great guy. But let's ask him the questions over again because I forgot everything as soon as I got day.
Yeah.
Darren, how you doing, man? Are you there?
What's up, dude?
Dwight, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure.
Look, I got to get this gigantic skin island on the back of my head fixed, all right? So I go to We Grow Hair Indy. I go to your website, okay? I see the pictures of the results. I see that you guys did the 13,000 procedures. You're the leading industry, the industry leader for like 25 years. But then I get to the reviews, and that's what really perked my interest. And then last night, I go on Google. Because Google is just, it's public domain. That's what people are doing. And I see that you have 4.9 star rating out of 5. How do you get reviews that good in a world where the only thing that people do is go negative usually?
Yeah, I appreciate the kind words, Dwight. I think that what's happened over the years is one of the advantages of what we do is we offer every available medically proven solution. So we're able to tailor what's right for you. We're not going to push just one solution your way. Now, obviously, we do specialize in hair transplantation. We have a trademark procedure, our multi-unit hair grafting. But I'm one of the owners here. And so when someone comes in, you know, we're treating everybody like it's me, right? So how would I treat myself? How would I treat a family member? And whether it's the multi-unit hair grafting, as I said, which is the guaranteed trademark procedure that you're having next week, or the Artist Robotic FUE, or all the other options we have, we're always going to sit down and do a detailed valuation and say, look, what's the best for this person, not just short-term, but also long-term? So that's really the key, is just taking a global approach and doing the right thing and, you know, standing behind what you do, and that's what we do.
Is it easier to do it, this procedure on Dwight because his head is hollow?
Okay, man, come on, that's not cool.
I'm just saying, the doctor probably feels better because he's not worried about touching your brain. All right, but why is this procedure different than others?
Yeah, it's a great question. The multi-unit hair grafting was a technology that we actually licensed from PAI Medical Group in Canada. So a number of years ago, the move was kind of on to come up with a way to transplant more hair, make sure it looked natural, so that patients weren't needing to go through multiple procedures. The industry standard is that most patients are getting a small amount of hair transplanted at one time, and they're going through multiple procedures, and there are cost, time, and impact to the area you take the hair from, downsides if you do that. So the difference with this multi-unit hair grafting in particular is what would typically take three transplants, we can do in one. It's a very special, sort of a specialty side of what we do. We are tailoring each procedure to the particular individual, so it's not a cookie-cutter approach. So you go to the website at We Grow Hair India and look at the different examples. Everybody is different. Different hair types are treated different ways. So the specialty is really around tailoring what we're doing with this multi-unit approach, and it's superb for your point of view for crown areas where it's so... Yeah, so great for creating density. And our physicians, it's all they do. You know, as I said, they've done thousands of procedures. So I think you're going to do great next week. We're really excited.
We're talking with Darren Anders. He's the clinic director at We Grow Hair Indy. Next week, I'm getting this done. I'm getting the skin island fixed. And I want to talk to you more about that. Why not do it on the radio? Why not air out all my business on the radio, right? So originally I thought, well, maybe you could just take some of my wife's back hair because she's got this luscious.
Yeah, it's more.
She's got this luscious.
It's coarse, I think.
Isn't it beautiful, though? Yeah. She's got this thick coat of back hair. Yeah. But when you were doing my consultation, I got to admit, I felt less nervous because you seemed to anticipate what I was going to ask you. Do you already know what most people are going to ask when you're doing their consultation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think there's a lot of stigma around hair transplantation. Joking aside, you know, the stigma around how we used to think about hair transplantation is changing. And most people that I see or talk to, and we do a lot of consults both virtually and in person, a lot of people have similar concerns. What, you know, is it going to look natural? Is it permanent? Is it guaranteed? Yes, yes, yes. Is there going to be any pain? What's the procedure like? How does the day of the procedure go? So we take a really educational approach to that. And, you know, the thing about being a guy is we like to be in control. And on procedure day, we're not. We're out of our comfort zone. So you've got to give up that control and leave it to the hands of the professionals. And, you know, I've been through the procedure myself, and, you know, that's a tough thing to do on procedure day. But obviously we have the expertise and the background, and you know, we make it a smooth process. So most guys have similar concerns.
All right. I have a quick theory. Tell me if I'm wrong. All three of us have, like, the same patch, the same thinning area in the exact same spot. All three of us have been wearing old-fashioned headphones for 30 years, on, off, rub, rub, rub. Any correlation there?
It doesn't cause genetic loss, but if it's in an area where you already have genetic loss, where the follicles are genetically sensitive to a byproduct of testosterone, and you're already sort of prone to losing some hair there, it can expedite things. The reason a hair transplant works, guys, is the hair follicles on the back and the sides are genetically permanent. So we can take those from the back and move them to the top, and they maintain that permanency.
Oh, wow.
When we actually do a transplant, we talk to guys about two things, right? It's about keeping the hair you've already got. So the hair that's already up there, we want to maintain that, and we put back what you've lost, and that's the transplant. So that global approach is what kind of gives you the best long-term result.
I want to go back to earlier when we were talking about my consultation and you anticipated my questions. You mentioned pain. Am I going to be in pain? How much time am I going to be down and out on this? Because that's really what
I'm
worried about, Darren.
Yeah, great question. Well, there's a couple of different phases, right? So you've got the actual procedure, then you've got the post-procedure start. So the procedure is very comfortable. With modern medicine now, we're using a mild sedative, conscious sedation. So the first sort of 90 minutes, the first hour and a half, seems like 30 seconds to you. So before you really know it, they're already placing the little follicles in there, and the top of the scalp is numb. It's a medical procedure. So after the procedure, for me personally, for the first 24 hours, I had some tightness in the harvest area where we took the hair from in the back, nothing that I couldn't manage. But you do have, you know, you're having a medical procedure, so that first 24 to 48 hours, you've got to follow those very basic directions. I had a little bit of temporary numbness on the scalp. That comes back. But this is a topical procedure, so we're working with the skin and the topical layers of tissue. So I think that's one of the things that sort of surprises guys. You kind of go through the procedure, and, you know, that procedure was easier to go through than what I thought of. But, again, it's still medicine, but as long as you sort of follow those basic directions, it's pretty comfortable.
Well, please don't do such a good job that he brings back the rat tail.
No, that's a problem. But I already have the hair.
No,
back here.
Stop. No,
I can grow a rat
You can't. No,
it's the crown.
Don't
it's,
call yourself Stingray after
it's,
that.
It's the crown of my head. It's the top of my head.
Yeah.
I got the Art Garfunkel. Yeah. I want to get rid of. Hey, man, I'm coming up there today to look at the. At your offices look fantastic on the web. Are you going to be up there when I come up there today?
Yeah, I sure will. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So we like to have a pre-procedure meeting where we can, and obviously we're not too far up the road, so we're going to talk about the game plan, just go over what to expect next week, and just so that we're all prepared, and yeah, I'll be here this afternoon.
Now, if you're going to do the procedure, pull out a really big knife and do the line for me.
Well, no, don't do that. That's not a knife.
Fortunately, yeah, nice one.
Hey, can you do me a favor? Can you tell my boss that I'm going to be down for 4 weeks?
No,
and then I need a separate note, and then I need a separate note from my wife saying I can't do any housework for 6 weeks. If you hey, listen, Darren Andrews, clinic director, WeGrowHairIndy.com. Go to the website, check it out, man. I can't wait to meet you guys up there. And we'll take some pictures and some videos.
Awesome.
I wanted to reach out to you, get you on the air. I appreciate you taking the time, Darren. I know you're a busy
Thanks,
man.
My pleasure.
Thanks, man.
Great to meet you guys. Looking forward to it.
All right.
What a guy, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thank you, Darren.
I know this. This is a theme to,
the original one.
Yes.
With Adama, Lauren Green.
Lauren Green is the guy.
What
the
are
large,
y'all talking
this
about?
This is
Richard Hatch was in it.
It was the TV show to answer to Star Wars, basically.
Yep.
Star Trek.
And they had Dirk Benedict in it before he was face on the A-Team.
Yes.
Starts with a B.
Battlestar Galactica.
Bingo.
Yeah, I had all the figures.
Oh. If you want to learn more about Battlestar Galactica, go to www.com.
Thank you, Friar Tuck.
Hey, okay, get all the jokes out of your system, man.
See, you're fat and you have a balding thing. See, I didn't know if you got there.
No, I get it.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
A fat guy with a big bald head. I get it. I don't need a roadmap here, all stupid joke. Get him out of your system. When I get back from We Grow Hair, Andy,
yeah,
I'm going to look like
Tom Selleck.
Donnie Flabby, Most.
Flabio. Donnie Most. Okay, look, you can bet on
Donnie Most's lawyer is going to sue us.
Yeah, Donnie Most. Quit saying that.
Quit saying that. I'm losing gigs.
At least we're mentioning you again, Donnie Most.
He would rather not be mentioned.
What's his porn name?
Danny Bonaducci.
No, Donnie Moist.
All the women driving just went.
Shut up and let me do this.
All right.
Bookies update odds on aliens/human interaction in our near future.
Neener.
All right, so handicappers pay attention to the news that come out of the Pentagon. Vegas is taking bets on.
Listen.
What?
It really matters where they land and who they talk to.
Yes.
Okay.
No kidding.
Okay. If they land in New York City,
right?
All right. It's going to be it's going to be one situation.
Yeah.
They land in Alabama, we might have some problems.
Right.
They might come down and go, "We're going to give you all the cure for all your diseases," and then they meet us and they're like,
"If they land in San Francisco, instead of probing them, they might get probed."
That's where you'll find Donnie Moist.
Right. You need to apologize for that.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
To who?
All right. So,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, in Alabama, they might get shot at.
Might.
Or they might get probed.
Hey.
Hey, look at that alien.
Hey, come here.
Hey, did you ever do it with an alien?
Why are you messing with our cows, man?
Hey, what the hell is you? Hey, you looking at my cow funny?
Cows around here are like family.
Yeah, right. Yes, Lance McGarvey.
Why are you?
Hey. Hey, listen. Do you ever – hang on, Mr. Alien, hang on just 1 second.
Mr. Alien.
Steps caught on Washington. Hey, listen, Mr. Alien, could you please not touch my cow?
Hey, are you an illegal alien is what I'm asking.
All right, I'm just going to put a bow on it.
All right.
Happening this year, you can set with 200-to-1 odds after the Pentagon released a statement – They followed the Pentagon. Any information?
Well, sightings are up dramatically. Yeah.
So they're saying 200 to 1 if you want to lay down some money on that in Vegas.
Yeah. It is the sightings have gone up, and we don't know whether it's the people that have been just stuck in home and they've lost their minds. But they have gone up, and I think at some point we will get busy.
There was some they just had. There were discs in the air, and one went into the water.
Yeah, it's the videos are pretty crazy. Okay, Christian Brothers Roofing. They have Elizabethtown, Shelbyville, and, of course, Louisville. Christian Brothers Roofing. It took me a while. I met this guy a long time ago, and we talked, and he is the real deal. It's family-owned and operated, serving Kentuckiana since 1997. Multifamily, siding, gutters, commercial roofing, residential roofing. If you have damage, they can handle that. Free estimate. Go to ChristianBroRoofing.com and get a free estimate. Or call them right now at 244-0208, 244-0208, and get a free estimate for your new roof, siding, or gutters. Trust them. I do. Christian Brothers Roofing. Back after this. But first, let's check in with the market and find out what's going on with your money. I think it's a good day because the jobs report was pretty good. Stick around. Right here on News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
Oh, yeah. It's Mr. Buble for our bubbly little girl. She's a woman now. She's married. Her name is Haley Hansen Kilkelly.
Are you playing this because it's my mom's absolute favorite celebrity crush?
Wow.
Yes. That's why.
She's seen him live many a time, touched his hand one time, and hasn't stopped talking about it since.
Wow.
Oh, I bet she didn't wash that hand either.
Oh, for years.
For years, yes.
I wanted to play Evil Woman.
I would have equally appropriate.
There you go.
That's what I love about Haley. She's harder on her family members than we are. We try to make fun of them, and then she says something meaner. We're like, damn it.
And you're like, oh, wow.
Right. If we do. Every once in a while, I'm like, okay.
If you're going to insult someone around me.
I mean, the things you have said about your grandmother in the newsroom, unbelievable.
Okay. Oh. Well, she's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. Gosh. Oh, my word.
Listen to that cackle.
Oh, my God.
By the way, who did the oogly?
Yeah.
Oh, my father, and both he and I sang. I sang Graveside. He sang at the funeral home.
I've never heard of the song Graveside.
What the hell is Graveside? Sounds horrible.
She sang at the Graveside.
Oh, at the Graveside. I thought the name of the song was Graveside.
Anymore, you just can't go to the funeral. You got to go to the funeral, and they do this and all this. And then everyone follows to the funeral to the graveyard, and they set up a tent. And then you go through another mini funeral. I think we just did this.
And then another luncheon afterwards where at least you have food, but you're still talking to your second cousin like, man, wasn't grandma great? And you're just like, ugh.
You still in radio?
Yeah, so what are you doing now?
Yes, I am. Thanks for listening.
You make lots of money, do you?
No, we make hundreds of dollars a year.
All right, let's do some trivia here. Let's do something for the kids right now. You guys are going to share a brain for the Crusade for Children. Usually do it on Friday, but since I'm going fly fishing with my buddies tomorrow.
Court mandated fishing.
Fly fishing, Tony?
Yeah, we're going to try to fly fish. There's an area down there we're going to try. I'm like,
in a circle?
Listen, okay? It's just, it is all dudes.
Listen, but, Linda.
Okay. Question number one. Yes. I was 560 up to the board is up to 560. I'll go 580 if you guys get 8 of the 10 questions. Dwight was on his own last week because we had a little technical difficulties.
Yes.
Yeah, Haley couldn't get in.
I didn't have you weighing me down, Haley.
Ooh. All right. Ooh. Question number one. I will point to Haley first on this one.
Haley.
Who wrote The Princess and the Pea, The Ugly Duckling, and The Little Mermaid?
Bill Cox.
Yes. No, Bill Cox did not.
Thanks, Carl.
Is that like a Brothers Grimm situation?
I asked you a question.
I don't.
Yeah, I can see you on Jeopardy. I don't know, Alex. Is that like a?
Oh my God!
What do you think, Alex?
The Aaron Rodgers.
Give it a hint. I'll ask it again.
I work for iHeartRadio.
Who wrote Princess and the Pea, The Ugly Duckling, and The Little Mermaid? Please.
It would either be the Grimm boy or like a Hans Christian Andersen? Didn't he write Mermaid, Little Mermaid? Hans Christian Andersen?
Let's go with that.
I like that one.
Final answer, Hans Christian Andersen?
Yeah, I'm a girly man.
I like answers with the name Hans in it.
Mm-hmm. And now we dance.
Final answer, Hans Christian Andersen?
Yes, let's dance.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Everyone celebrate with a dance right now.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Stop making that move. Making
Sorry.
The cat.
All right. Dance move.
Question number two.
Okay. Or as our friends in the south of the border might say, question dos.
What television series has had an annual Treehouse of Horror Halloween special?
Simpsons.
Yep.
Yeah, hey, ask us a cartoon question, we jump on it.
I know, you guys ask you what author of a certain book, got problems.
And now geometry, everybody starts acting like, don't look at me.
Question three.
Okay.
What is the average time it takes for light from the sun to reach the earth? Is it 8 minutes, 18 minutes, or 80 minutes?
Gotta be 8 minutes. It doesn't have to be.
What is it? It's 93 million miles. Speed of light.
Okay, Dave, you know that much? You take this.
It's a little more than 8 minutes. It's probably. What are the options again?
8, 18, or 80?
8.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yes.
Yes.
That is correct. 8 minutes.
Long pauses are cruel.
The time varies depending on the orbit of Earth.
Yes.
But yes, 8 is a good round number.
Thank you.
Question number 4.
Yes.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings trivia. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
Ooh,
my wife has hairy feet.
Here we go.
Excel at this.
Aragorn
is
a hobbit. True or false?
False.
No, false.
Final answer.
Aragorn was the tall dude with the beard. The chicks liked him.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. That's correct.
What was up with the tree people in that movie?
Aragorn. They're walking trees.
They're ents.
I love them.
Ents.
I'm a tree.
Very old.
My superpower is...
is Louisville Cardinal announcing?
Yes.
Wait. Is David Lord of the Rings Stan?
It seems so.
Wow.
I read those books probably 10 times when I was a kid.
Aragorn is the human. He's the ranger. He's really good looking, and all the women want to sleep with him.
Okay. Yes.
Amen.
And some elves.
And the tree nymphs.
What? Nymphs?
Tree nymphs.
Mm-hmm.
On question number 5.
Lots of buds.
On what Caribbean island can you stay at the 007 Ian Fleming retreat called Goldeneye?
Oh, wow. Much more successful than the brown eye. Golden eye.
Hmm.
That would be, I don't know. Bahamas? I'll
pick a Caribbean island here. Yeah. Golden doo-doo-doo.
Golden doo-doo.
Golden
doo-doo. Does anyone remember where Golden Eye took place?
On what Caribbean island can you stay at the 007 Ian Fleming retreat called Golden Eye?
Let's pick an obvious one like Jamaica or something.
Okay, yeah, Jamaica. We'll go with Jamaica.
Final answer?
Might as well be.
Sure.
Sure.
Roll the dice.
Oh, my gosh. Pauses. You got to stop that, man.
Ian Fleming, little known fact. Ian Fleming wrote most of the James Bond movies or novels in Jamaica.
Oh, wow.
Hence the filming of one or two of the films there in Jamaica.
Wow.
Hmm.
You are perfect so far. 5 for 5.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, elevator person.
Question number 6 for Dwight Whitten.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
No. Question for Haley.
Oh. Okay,
you
good.
You just confused Dwight and I?
Hang on.
Well, it happens. Oh.
Since you're from Chicago.
It is. Yes, I am.
What number of jersey did basketball player Michael Jordan wear when he was a Chicago Bull?
He was 23.
Ah, the girl had a girl.
Can I tell you the only reason I know that is because my favorite horse that I grew up with, his branding was 23, and I always thought of him as my little Michael Jordan.
Oh, but you boo-boo.
I've got to say, I'm quite surprised you answered that so
quickly. Haley also has the same nose as Scottie Pippen.
You know what? I kind of, yeah, that makes sense. I see it.
Beautiful little snorter you have there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At
least he's talking about that part of your body.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Question number 7.
Yeah.
Trader's Gate is an entrance to which London building?
Oh, great.
House of Parliament, Buckingham Palace, or Tower of London? Trader's Gate, an entrance to what building?
Traders, as in Americans.
I do not know this one.
I don't even know half the words you just said.
Would it be the London one, London Tower?
Something business related, maybe.
Yeah, so would it be London Tower?
Let me say it again for you idiots.
Oh, I'm sure you knew it before you read it.
Traders Gate is an entrance to which London building? House of Parliament, Buckingham Palace, or the Tower of London?
Tower of London. It's a London building.
Yeah, let's do that.
See if this is helpful. I see London.
I see France.
I see France. I see Haley's under. Let's go with London.
Let's do the Tower of London. Okay.
Yeah, Tower of London.
Final answer,
yes.
Tower of London.
Just,
Haley, to
don't
concur.
Do the pause. Come on.
Yes, concur. Let's go. Come on. Show's going
to end soon. You got to quit with the long pauses, dude.
Correct. London prisoners used to enter through this gate.
Oh, traitors. Okay.
Traitor.
We have a minute and a half left, people.
Okay. There's only 3 questions.
Okay.
Which one of these countries has only one time zone? Russia, Australia, or China?
Oh, jeez.
Russia's massive, as is China. Australia.
Well, no, Australia's big. Maybe China?
I would guess Australia, but that's up to you guys. That's my 2 cents.
I'm in for anything.
Australia, final answer.
Yes.
Yes.
It was China, wasn't it?
It's a trick question because China, even though it spans several time zones, maintains one. So they're like, everyone's on the same damn time. I don't care.
Wow. Right, it's communist time is what that is.
Right.
Okay. Abergis.
What?
Aubergine? Is that what you're trying to say?
Ambergris. Ambergris is a... Hang on! Is a waxy substance believed to originate in sperm whales.
Oh, wow.
Was historically used as an ingredient to what luxury item?
Soap.
Ooh. We don't even get a multiple choice.
Ambergris. G-R-I-S. Ambergris. Ambergris.
Perfume.
Ooh,
I think that's right.
Guess.
I think that's right.
Final answer, perfume?
The perfume is called whale goo.
Whale goo.
I got whale goo from my heart.
That is correct. Final question for Dwight Whitten.
Okay, good.
For all the money...
Yeah.
And the kids will not suffer.
Oh.
What is widely known as Milk's favorite cookie?
Chocolate chip cookie? Milk.
No,
Milk?
No.
Milk's favorite cookie?
Dwight?
Is it a cookie?
It's a cookie, you idiot!
Right?
Oreo!
Yeah!
An Oreo is! Oh, all right, okay, there you go.
Unlike your all's personal life, you all were perfect today.
Thank you so much.
Except for the China thing.
Really quickly.
Oh, except for the China.
Really quickly, this is Dr. Fauci. Please never ingest milk if you are lactose intolerant.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Haley, we love you. We miss you. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
Bye, Haley.
Bye.